अभ्यद्रत्वम् अभ्यद्रत्वम् अनिर्देशो यत्सम्पत्ति हेतवः
So following all the rules of patience, when one is chanting, concentrated, full concentrated mind, don't be restless, you should be concentrated in your chanting. Except for meditating on them, do not think of anything else. With patience,
Smaran, Kirtan,
remembering, meditating, then you will attain. Do not discuss anything, any discussions of the material matters with patience, with honor, you should chant Harinam. What does it mean here, this word, Manasangyog? Your worshipable deity. Who is the worshipable deity of your name that you are chanting? Radha and Krishna, they are the worshipable deity of our names.
Amongst them,
if you concentrate on them, meditate on them. Don't let your mind wander there, here. It's natural for the conditioned souls that they might go towards the material object. But you should again bring your mind back, concentrating on the Harinam. Shout. You should perform your bath, chanting, and inside, purify your minds.
Harinam
should be chanted. Mon, be silent. What means to be silent? Means, except for Harinam and Harikatha, do not discuss anything else. When you are chanting Harinam, except for Krishna Katha, do not speak anything else. This is called Mon, silence. Don't let your mind be restless. Their mind is going here, this, that, and that direction. No. Concentrate. Make your mind fixed and had a sit on one place when you are chanting. Sit down at one place. It is not possible to sit at one place. Maybe you can stand and walk. But if when you are chanting while moving, walking, it is a little uncomfortable like this. If something, some relations are not then you must concentrate even more fixedly. What mistake am I doing? When the sadhak is chanting, should meditate on the pastimes which are Krishna and Radharani, how they are meeting. These pastimes we should meditate on. Vipralamba as well as separation of meetings. These sort of pastimes we should meditate. Panchang bhav here means panchang bhav means what is the meaning of this mantra? Gayatri.
Ram
Gayatri.
Krishna mantra.
Krishna mantra, Gopal mantra, etc.
Guru mantra.
What are the meaning of all these mantras? We should try to meditate on them. If you do not know the meanings of the mantras, then the result of these mantras will be much, much delayed. What is the worshipable deity of the mantra that I am chanting? Who is the worshipable deity? You should understand, try to understand this. And what is the meaning of all these words?
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, राम राम हरे, एक गुरु के पास लाते
What is this meaning? The pastimes, what are is imbibed in these meditations from them? Then, nyas. Brahma Gayatri like? What is the dominant deity of this mantra? Krishna is the Vatsuru deity of Gopal mantra. The Vatsuru deity. They are my protectors. Just by chanting of one name, everything is achieved. But to please the ten times or 108 times, we will chant those mantras. Actually, you can get all the results by one chanting of Gopal mantra. All results can be achieved. But just to please the Vatsuru deity, we must chant 10 times. Our method is to chant 10 times or 108 times. Repeat.
Morning,
noon and evening, prapatti.
Prapatti means the shelter.
I am your shelter. I don't have any other shelter. And Karanagati. Oh Prabhu, I am very distressed. I want to take your shelter. Oh Mati Devata. And then I don't have anything belonging to me. Whatever I have, you this human form. Oh, it belongs to you. Everything that I have, this is nothing belonging to me. Oh Prabhu, everything belongs to you. Whatever I have, that is offered to you. And these names, then you will achieve perfection very quickly. We are not achieving perfections. Why? Because you are not following all these methods. That is all otherwise. In these methods, don't let your mind be distracted. Take the shelter of the Mantra Devata and chant. Then you will achieve all perfection. Translation. Damodar Maharaj.
So we are considering next example what you know, Bhagavan Namasa. So much has been spoken about the glory of the name. Then one should have unflinching faith in the process. One should have a determination. By chanting the name of Krishna, I will achieve all perfection. If one chants the name with this type of faith, then definitely one will quickly achieve all types of perfection or peace. Therefore, Krishna has given some rules for the quickest chanting of perfection in the chanting of mantra. Especially in the chanting of the name, one should chant upon a tulsi mala. Doing so, one will achieve perfection in truth. Even though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a chant on a knotted piece of cloth, you know, Shastra has said, one should chant on a tulsi mala. That the speech should be ball shaped, going from thickness to thinness in a circular direction. One should not chant with the index finger. One should chant with the middle finger and the thumb. One should not shake the back of the arm rings. And one should not touch the mala with the left hand. Therefore, if one chants according to these rules and regulations that are given in the scriptures, one will achieve perfection easily. One should especially chant with a fixed mind, with a one-pointed mind. And apart from the leaders, the pastimes of Krishna, one should have no other thought while chanting the mantra. One should also be completely patient. By doing these things with a fixed mind, one will achieve perfection easily in the chanting of the Maha Mantra. The mind should be very pure. one should not engage in useless talk while chanting the name. And also while chanting, one should perform Mama Hatha Chintan. One should speak of the meanings of the name. Thus, with patience and a pure mind, one should chant the Maha Mantra. We should know the presiding deity of the name of the Maha Mantra is none other than Radha Krishna. We should fix our minds on them. Of course, the conditioned soul has many varieties of thought as they contemplate the general enjoyment. But while chanting japa, one should be one pointed concentration on the meanings of the Maha Mantra. One should be clean, means one should take bath. Externally, one should be clean and the mind should also be pure. One should maintain mold or silence. But that kind of speaking Hari Katha will not be a fault. Speaking Hari Katha and chanting of japa should also be considered the maintenance of silence. One should be in one place. One should not move around here and there. Of course, if one experiences difficulties, one can walk here and there, but in doing so, there will be a loss. It is not that easy to get realization while chanting. Therefore, one should maintain one's patience. As one chants, one should think of the meeting past friends of Radha Krishna, and one should also think of the separation past friends of Radha Krishna. In this way, the mind will become from them. While chanting, one should perform five limbs to quickly achieve perfection. In any mantra, there are these five limbs. In the chanting of any mantra, these panchangas should be followed. For example, in the Gayatri Mantra, in the Guru Mantra, in the Gauranga Mantra, in the Prabhupada Mantra, Kamgari, there is mantra after chitta, which is the first limb. That means one should deeply consider the meaning of the mantra. Secondly, one should know the Vishnudeva of the mantra, who is the presiding deity of the mantra. Thirdly, one should know Jnana means one should follow the prescribed method of chanting of mantra. For example, the Gopal Mantra, for example, even though one can achieve perfection by chanting it only once, still in order to please the intimate of the mantra, which is Krishna, one may chant it 10 times. Our rulers, we chant it 10 times, or 110 times. For example, we have to follow some rules in chanting a Gayatri, that is Jnana. There is prapati or sadhanagati. Prapati means, O Krishna, O the Ishtava Mantra, O Gurudev, I take your shelter, I do not take your shelter of anyone else. Then last year, after the Vedanam, complete surrender, like Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, Mana Sadeva Gauranga, Ichimo, Arthur, Guru Pada, Sri Nanda Krishna. O Krishna, O Sadhanagati, today, my mind, my house, anything which I think is mine, I completely offer to you, including myself. It is Atman Abedam. Then one should know these 5 minutes of the chanting of the mantra, and with a fixed mind, one should do it by doing this one cheap session in no time at all.
Jadi,
if at the time of chanting Harinam you are not able to concentrate, then you should try also to, you may be wanting to sleep, because there you must sleep so that you will, your body will rest. Our Goswami used to sleep only just for a few hours.
So now,
not even that much. 3 hours, or maybe 4 hours, they would sleep. And they would chant the rest of the time. Maximum 6 hours one should sleep. More than 6 hours is wasting time. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all night he used to stay awake and God, Prasad Babaji Maharaj, also. At least you should try something. You should try. But make some efforts. And
you
should try to renounce the world of
it.
Person may be attached to so many things. You should but try to leave all the attachments. And Alpahar. Don't eat with your stomach, belly full. You should not eat. You should try to eat as little. How much is needed for maintaining the diet? Eat that much. And this is also not proper that you will not eat at all. And then all your limbs will become weak. That is also not proper. Eat enough to maintain your body. And tell them that. Then if you perform all the activities, you will be able to chant. And while chanting, what type of kirtan you should chant? About if a person is qualified, if he has adhika, then Nishan, at the end, when the night is going to end, Nishant Lila, early this morning he should chant. And if he's chanting morning, then he should concentrate on meditation. This morning, afternoon, if he's chanting, and he meditate on the afternoon part. Like this, if he's chanting in the evening or night, he should meditate on those past times at which time he is chanting. Vrinda Devi may see that Radha and Krishna they are sleeping in a very beautiful kunja. Then what we should meditate on? Oh, I should go home. No, we should understand that Shuk and Sari, the nightingale bird, other birds, cow, animals, how to wake them up, Krishna and Radharani. Describing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the right couple, like this, and with the song played by different birds, we will wake them up. And they wake up. They are not wanting to get up. They see each other in sight from there. Papiha, Sukhsari are speaking. Oh, Nirmalananda. Oh, Nipindeshwari. Please get up and give us a question. Like this, when they hear the singing of the birds, they should not disassociate from each other. Vrinda Devi now, she is very happy. Because Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mother, they might be waiting. They will get up. Like this.
Marpati.
There is one monk. You speak loudly that Jatila is going to come. Jatila, like this she is speaking. And Jatila means very sun rays. It's falling, it is called Jatila means. Means Jatila means the sun rays are falling, or the days is dawning. The morning is done. Your mother-in-law is coming. When they understand that, oh, maybe Jatila is coming, they immediately get up. Lalita Vishaka, they wake up, wake them up, perform their arati. These are the pastimes on early in the morning. In the afternoon, you should those who are qualified, not for those people who are unqualified. who are qualified should meditate on those pastimes while he's when he's chanting. This is the first yam of Bhajan Rahasya. Understand that faith, whatever you are chanting, except for name, there is nothing beneficial for us. Firm faith in name. But if we chant, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, especially he's saying, this can melt in the stone. If you want auspiciousness, then you will adopt all these teachings in your life. If you do not want auspiciousness, then now, a prasad will be served on it later, and the luggage will be put on the rooftops of the mountain. We'll go all go to Govardhan. Around 8 o'clock, by 8, definitely put all your luggage on the buses. Be careful in Govardhan. Don't take any shila from Govardhan Hill. No problem. Do not bring any shila of Govardhan with you. If you have faith, how much shila you are taking, that much weight, gold you should keep in that place and bring. Never climb on the Govardhan.
Especially the And what should we think when we chant the Holy Name? If you are crucified, then in a lifetime you can think of Krishna to chant the Lila. Or at breakfast you can think of Pratika Lila. And afternoon you can think of the Madhyana Lila. Therefore, what is the first yard? That is the Krishna Lila. At that time, Radha Krishna finished their pastime. At that time, Radha and Krishna are resting together. So even though it's proper for them to awaken and to go to their own places, they are so much attached to each other, they are not needed to work away. Therefore, seeing this situation of power, the Guru and the other birds, Therefore, bring us to see the case to the old monkey,
right?
That monkey begins shouting, Shatila, 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 being thundering. But Shatila is also the name of Shimani Radhika's son-in-law, Sapu. Therefore, giving the name of Shatila, then Radha can speak out of prayer. They wake up, the Sapu flies, let me simply shout to perform Ashi, and they return to their separate abode. Therefore, one should perform this meditation if one is qualified. If one is not qualified, one should not do it, or you will lose everything. If one is not qualified, we should simply chant the Holy Name and try to purify our heart. This is called the first yam, the first stage of devotion. Therefore, we should chant the Holy Name with faith. And according to this process given by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we should perform bhajan. If you want your auspiciousness, and if you do not want your auspiciousness, then you can do whatever you want. There are also Buddha that says, no one should take any shalagrams Shiva from Govardhan. This will be deep offense. If you want to take shalagrams from Shiva from Govardhan, you have to take permission from Buddha and place the equal weight of that shalagram on Judah.
Gold.
And the Vapranams, that will end our webcast for the morning class. They will be webcast.